on what that this food should be chulin or hachul or kachulin, then shoich lecho, then shloyech lecho mutter. Whether you say that this food should be I should eat it or whether I should not eat it, it's mutter. You didn't say loshen issa. You just said this food is chulin. Chulin means it's edible. And then you say shloyech, that means nothing. If you say shloyech, that means nothing.
Then the Ran explains that this lechur goes according to Rab Meir, that nechlal lav, you do not hear the hain. In other words, he's saying like this. He's saying, like the food that I will not eat, that should be chulin. So the churat smashma, though, that the food that you want to eat should not be chulin, should be a kukurvin, or it should be yosa. Still, the price of the ratio says mutter. The churat goes according to Rab Meir. So even though it's smashma that he's saying the food that I'm not going to eat, that should be chulin. So for that, we understand that the food that you do want to eat should be kukurvin, should not be chulin, and it should be yosa. Still, the b'risa goes according to Rav Meir, therefore it's mutter. Then the nusach our lashon in the b'risa it says is a person says lachulin shoych lecho. It should be lachulin. So even if you want to say it means loychulin, it should not be chulin. What I want to eat from you, the b'risa says also it's tak also. So on this, the Ran answer for kasha, and one shot the Ran takes out this girsa. All right, a turnover. And one shot is, the Ran takes out this gurus and says it doesn't belong here. Because here it says, if you say lachul and shech lachor, it's also. The chur, that does not go according to Rab Meir. All you said is, it should not be chulin what I want to eat. In other words, what do you mean that's not chulin? So we understand from that, mechla lava to shmeihain, that it should not be chulin, but what should it be? It should be kakorvin. So therefore, it says it's also. But the kashrut is, we're saying now this brisa goes according to Rab Meir. Rab Meir doesn't hold from this. Therefore, one shot the Ran says is not to be gerusit. And then he says the Ravid is gerusit, but not to be gerus the word lachulin, but rather lachalin, he says. And that means to say, somebody saying it should be kachalas toida. So therefore, it's also. If you're saying clearly the food should be kachalas toida, that's why it's also. So you have to change the gerus and say, if somebody says lachalin, shoich lecho, then tak it's also. Then the last case of the price is like this. It says, lachulin, loyoich lecho, mutter. It should not be chulin from the food I do not lo yoch lecho, what I will not eat. Here takritz mutter. So Pasha, this is also good according to Rav Meir Shita, that you do not say mechlal lav at shemay hein. So since you're saying la chulin, it should not be chulin what I do not want to eat, so it's mutter, because you do not say the food should be kakorban. So Mar explains now, who does this price to go like? Lechura reisha mani, Rav Meir hi. The reisha of this price that goes according to Rav Meir, that even though you're saying chulin, what I would not eat, which is mashma, the food that I want to eat should not be chulin, still it's mutter. For tomorrow, so aim a sefer, what does the sefer say? If somebody says la chulin, lo yoich lecho, it should not be chulin, that I do not want to eat, so the b'risa says mutter. For the Gemara, v'yotanan, we learned not like that, even according to Rav Meir. V'yotanan, we learned, if somebody says la korbin, lo yoich lecho, that la korban, it should not be a korban what I do not eat. Mashma, what I do eat should be a korban. As Rav Meir oisa, Rav Meir taka said it's osa. And on that goof of the Gemara lady asked the kasha of a kasha, and we have a question on this. I ho les le mechla lavata shemeya hein. The old pshat was saying that Rav Meir does not from this svara. We don't say from the negative, you see the positive. So if so, the person says la korban, it should not be a korban what I do not eat. Why do we take out from that that it means that what you want to eat should be a korban? According to Rav Meir, you don't say mechla lav at shemay hein. And the Gemara answers v'yomer Rabbi Abba nase koyma la korban yehi. It's as if he's saying la korban yehi, it should be a korban. Lefikach therefore lo yoich lecho. That's what he meant to say. Even though he's saying la korban, it doesn't mean to say it should not be a korban, but rather means la korban yehi. He wants this food to be for korban. And that he says the food that he's not going to eat doesn't mean the food he's not going to eat, but it means to say, lefikach, therefore, lo yoich lecho, I will not eat from it. So here also, let's say it should mean the same shot according to Rav Meir. That hochi kom alei, why don't we say this is what the person means? No, it's a kasha on the end of the b'risa. Why does the b'risa say, if you say, la chulin, lo yoich lecho, it's mutter, why? Why don't we say, what he meant to say is, lo yoich chulin lehevi. It should not be chulin. He's saying clearly, he does not want this food to be chulin. What does that mean? He wants it to be a korban. And what it means to end off is, lefikach, therefore, lo yoich lecho. therefore I will not eat from it. So Chura, why does the end of our Brisa say it's mutal? Chura, according to Ramei, it should be Yosa. So Gemara says, Hai Tana, our Tana of this Brisa here, Savulok Ramei Bechoda. He holds like Ramei in one halacha, in the first halacha, that you do not say Mechla Lavata Shemayin. Therefore, if you say Chulin, Ma She'eni Eichlucho, even though it's mashma, the only the food you're not going to eat is chulin, but the food you want to eat should be a korban, still it's mutter. Because we hold like Rameya, you do not say mechla lav from the negative, you see the positive. But the polo galei b'chod, our Tana argues on the Roda Tana. And sovula kavose, the what? Yeah, polo galei b'chod, sovula kavose b'chod, we hold like Rameya in one prat, the less lay mechla lav ata shemayhen. You do not say that from the negative you can see the positive. You don't say that. But Apollo Galea b'Korbin, he argues on him in this part of Korbin, that even though the other Bryce says, according to Rameya, if you say la Korbin le'uchlecho, it means Isser, our Tana holds no, according to Rameya, does not mean Isser. It just means it should not be a Korbin what you want to eat, so you don't make the diik of mechlalavat ha'shemayhin. If our Bryce does not hold like that Chiddush. On this Ravashi Yom, Ravashi says, Hodi Yoma Lachulin. Fi Hodi Yoma Uloi Lachulin. That there's a difference. Our Brice here, you said the word Lachulin. That taker is mutter. We don't make the diak that you want it to be a korban. But over there, the Brice there that says it's also according to Ramez, where you say clearly, Loi Lachulin. If you say clearly, Loi, it should not be chulin, to mashma Loi Lehevi Chulin, Elak a korban. Their taker is mashma. What you meant to say is, it should not be chulin, but what then? But it should be a korban. There we say, according to Ramei, it's chayiv, it's awesome. But in our case, we don't say loy. You just say la chulin. Here, talk, you have to come on to the diik of mechlala vata shmeihain, and according to Ramei, you do not say it. Therefore, the locher is that it's muta. Then the Gemara says, right, the Mishnah says, you say loshin tor, or else v'tom, and oisa pikul talk with sosa. And the Ran explains that it says Torah doesn't mean Torah is offer. Because Tor l'chur is a mashmitz mutter, but also means la Tor means you do not want it to be Tor. But when you say the words v'tomei in the Mishnah or noisa pigul osar, there v'tomei doesn't mean not tomei, but you mean to say directly this kika should be tomei. Therefore, we say you're putting an isra upon it. You mean tasra. That's why it's osar. Now the Gemara says boi rami bar choma. Rami bar choma asked a question like this: what's going to be if somebody says hare yolai? Somebody has, let's say, bread or food in front of him, and he's saying he wants this food to be also like the meat of a korban shlomim after you already made the zrikas adam. Now the halacha is by korban shlomim that it's called shekalim, that after the kohen makes the zrikas adam, the bosar is mutar b'achila, and the isa kodshim goes off it, and anybody's allowed to eat it now. So right now this meat does not have an Issa Hegdish on it. So what's the locha? If you say your bread should be also like this piece of meat, do we say since now the piece of meat is mutter, there's no Issa neder, or else no, still it's also. So Gemara says, what's the case? The Gemara says, this lashon itself, that you just saying the piece of bread should be also to you like a piece of meat. No, the piece of meat is not in front of you. You're just saying like a piece of meat of shlomim after zrikas damim for the gemara beheterakom matvis. Such a loshin for sure means it's heter. Like if you say like a piece of meat after zrikas damim, like a piece of meat, the piece of meat has no iser on it. See, if so, for sure it should be mutter. There's no hatfasa bedover also. Like that can't be his question. So therefore the Gemara says, Ella, what is the question? To go in the mochis bosa zivche shlomim. He has a piece of meat of bosa shlomim in front of him. True, it says after zrikas damim. But that piece of meat is here. Umochis tetera gabei. And he has another piece of meat that's heter. And the Omar, the person says like this now, zekizeh. He wants this piece of meat that's mutter to become like the other piece of meat. So now the question, what does the person mean to do? The ikroi ko matvis, is he being matvis an ikar of the neder of this bosa shlomin? Even though true now that it's after zrikas damim, you're allowed to eat it, but our ko ponim it has the same shlomim on it. And lechatchila at the beginning, the shlomim was also because of a nidre hegdish. Therefore, when you want to be matvis now and say this piece of meat should be like that, you mean the ikar, the origin of this piece of meat. which was Shlomim before. So you mean to answer it with the Issa Korban of Shlomim? Oi, maybe no. Be'atero kamatfis. No, right now, Lamaisa, this piece of meat, you're allowed to eat. This boss of Shlomim, it's after Zrika, the Issa Kotchim went off it. You don't mean to be matfis what was there before, but rather the way it is right now, since right now it's mutter, there's no Issa. So that's the question. And this, the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava says, Toshim, I'll come and bring a proof. Says in the Mishnah, if somebody says the piece of meat or bread should be like noiser or should be the pigle, so the lachar is that it's also. For the Gemara of a noiser or pigle